We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from WMIE 91.5 FM and representing Merit Assembly of God and the body of Christ here in central Brevard County. We are just so thankful to be a partner with all of the other Bible preaching churches. You know, we're not so hung up on the name that is over the door as long as the word that is being preached is glorifying Jesus Christ. And so this is a special day for me. I've got a loved one that it's their birthday, so happy birthday. That they won't hear this more than likely, but I'll call them later to see if they listen to the program. They're out of the area, but I do want to bring an announcement to you. On Monday, I had announced that our Women of Worth meeting was going to take place. We had a late cancellation on that, and so they are actually going to meet tonight. We have a special guest speaker that is going to be there. It's a pastor's wife who has been in the ministry for several decades, like 30 years. And let's see if I can just share a little bit. This is the reason that we ended up canceling is we became aware that she was going to be available. She is a pastor's wife. She is a mother of five. She has dealt with special needs children. One of her kids is special needs. She's a breast cancer survivor. And so if any of those sound like things that you might need to identify with somebody who's been through some of those issues, we encourage you to come and be a part of that. It will be tonight, 6:30 for the food part, 7 p.m. for the meeting part. And if you came out Monday and were wondering why there was nobody there, I apologize. We had had this that came up, and so we've rescheduled it for tonight. She wasn't going to arrive until after that Women of Worth meeting. So anyway, tonight, 6:30, Fellowship Hall, 165 North Grove Street. Come and be a part of that. We want to say thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical. They've been in Brevard County for a number of years. And Dennis and Carla, they are available to help with any of your AC needs that you might have. Listen, don't suffer unnecessarily through the brutal Florida summer heat that we're beginning to get a taste of on a little occasion here. But you can reach them at 632-9538. They love Jesus and would love to be able to help adjust the thermostat, the atmosphere in your home. So give them a call, 632-9538. Let's get into Acts chapter 10 this morning, shall we? Acts chapter 10, we're going to begin reading at verse number 34. It says, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Okay, so let me stop right there. Remember, we're talking about this transformational, God-established, God-ordained, God-appointed encounter between Peter and Cornelius. Cornelius starts off by looking to Peter and saying, okay, what is it that God wants to tell you? And Peter's saying, why have you sent for me? And so Peter responds to Cornelius' instruction, verse number 33. So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things God or commanded you by God. So that's when Peter begins to speak. We started that on yesterday's program. And so let's look at verse 36. That the word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. And here's what Peter is doing in this passage of Scripture. He always starts with where, well, let me say it this way. Rewind. Whenever you are communicating with someone and it is a God-ordained moment, always begin with where they are. Always begin with where they are, with what they know. Find that common ground. And that's what Peter does here. He says, the word about preaching peace through Jesus Christ, that he is Lord of all, that word you know. And so let me describe to you, let me use that as a foundation and let me build upon it. Too many times we want to start speaking about things and we assume that other people know them. We in the church, we have a tendency, if you will, to have that become a reality because we are so accustomed to speaking these words and thinking that everybody knows these words that we just go ahead and assume that they know it without establishing the proper foundation. I heard an illustration one time about a preacher of a large church, and he said, now I want you to turn to John 4:4 this morning, and if you're wondering what that is, and the first part of the book is called the Old Testament, the second half of the Bible is called the New Testament. John is in the New Testament. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. And when we say 4:4, we mean the fourth chapter and the fourth verse. And there was a man who had been sitting in his church for the longest time, and he came up to him afterwards and he said, you know, that is the first time that I have ever heard someone explain to me. He said, all these people were always turning in their Bibles whenever the minister said, turn to such and such. It said, but I never knew what that meant, and so I never did it. Thank you for explaining that to me. And so I encourage you to, whenever you are ministering the love of Jesus throughout the community, like, for instance, we are in Acts chapter 10. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament. It's the 10th chapter, and we are in the 37th verse. So that word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all of Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. So that's where Peter begins. He begins with the word that he knew, and he begins to expound upon it. And so listen to what he says next. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now, whenever I read a passage like this, I always like to remind myself of the scripture that says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And if you are looking to know where that is, I believe it is Romans, the 13th chapter, and the 8th verse. I'm turning over there right now. No, it's not. Hebrews 13:8, maybe. Sometimes my memory doesn't fire too well first thing of a morning. Hebrews 13:8. That is going to be the reference. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So anyway, so much for being perfect on my memory. So far, it's been a great day. I've spilled things all down in the front of my shirt, and I can't remember a reference that I've had committed to memory for a long, long time. So whenever I read this passage in Acts chapter 10, I always like to remind myself of Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because this is what Jesus' ministry was about when he walked the earth. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Now, an anointing was the process that was taken. We originally hear about it in the Old Testament. Just some of the examples. Aaron was anointed as high priest. There was a priestly anointing. David was anointed as king. That's the first time we hear about David. Samuel is sent to anoint David as king. He had anointed Saul as king previously, but God spoke to him and said, look, I'm looking for a man after my own heart. Guys, we're coming up on Father's Day, and I want you to know that God is still looking for men after his own heart. He's still looking for ladies who are after his heart. And if you think that God is not looking for you, I want you to know that he is. He is the God who is not just looking for the important or for the position of prestige. It says in the New Testament that he would leave the 99 to go and look for the one. Everybody is important to Jesus. You are important to Jesus. And so he says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Now, the first thing that I want to tell you is it is absolutely essential that people hear about the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. If you were to talk to some of the people from our church that have a heart for this radio program, they've made this part of their missions budget, part of their giving. It says, Pastor, we want to see people saved. And so we want this to be a refreshing broadcast for believers. I will tell you, we're going to be, once we finish this study on Acts chapter 10, we're going to be sharing a word that I shared recently at church. It was a very powerful Sunday encounter. Let me say that. It was a real blessing to be there. It's been a transformative word for me. It's changing my mindset and my approach. So it's very important that people hear about Jesus, because without hearing about Jesus, they don't know about the forgiveness that is necessary. You know, I am beginning to hear some things that are even more convicting to me that the return of Jesus Christ is imminent. That we are living in the last days. You just have to look on the news and see the stuff that is going on and say, wow, that sounds like prophecy. That sounds like prophecy being fulfilled. And so I've been looking at all those things. And so it is very important for us to take the good news of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. And so he says that Jesus was anointed. Those other people were anointed by oil. There was a special anointing oil. Moses was commanded to craft an ointment for the anointing that would start at the head and it would flow all the way down to the extremities of the body, And they said, you can't duplicate this just for the sake of smelling good. This is an anointing for function, an anointing for function, where Aaron was anointed for the function of a king and or priest, and David was anointed for the function of a king. Jesus was anointed, but he wasn't anointed with oil, which was symbolic of the Holy Spirit. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit. And so I will tell you this. A lot of times we can get things out of sequence. A lot of times it's not done intentionally, but it can be done unintentionally. And I want you to know that the Holy Spirit always points people to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is not desirous, even though he's God, the Holy Spirit, he's not desirous of being the focal point. He's looking to point people to Jesus. And so it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to ask you, because Jesus commissioned us with the same task that he had when he ascended up into heaven. He assigned to us. He said, all authority on heaven and earth is given to me. Go ye therefore. And so when it says here that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit, how much more do we need the Holy Spirit? If God the Son was anointed by God the Father with God the Holy Spirit, how much more do we need the ministry of the Holy Spirit operating in us? Okay? I believe that the Holy Spirit is absolutely important for you and I. If it wasn't important, God would not have had made that gift available to us. And so he says, not only did he anoint him with the Holy Spirit, but also with power. You are not the devil's whipping boy. Okay? A lot of times people will talk about halftime speeches and, you know, if they are being beaten at a certain point in time, the coach will come along and give them a pep talk, if you will, remind them of certain things. And I want to remind you of certain things. Let me put on my coach hat right now. And that is, you aren't created by God to be a victim. You were created by God to be victorious. You were not created to be under the devil's authority, but you were created to have the devil under your feet. That is in Romans. You were created to walk as a child of God. You were created by God. You were redeemed by him. You were formed in his image so that you could walk as he walked. You are meant to be more than an overcomer through Jesus Christ. It is something that the devil works as a masterpiece to try and deceive us into thinking that we do not have available to us the power that heaven has made available. He wants us to believe that we are impotent when God has said, I'm omnipotent and I will strengthen you. My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And so I want you to know that even if you feel overwhelmed right now by the enemy, you've got God living inside of you, Jesus living inside of you, and he's the omnipotent God. And don't feel overwhelmed. Don't fall prey to the victim mindset. And one of the things that I'm working on I've been working on it for several years, is just because somebody doesn't like it because I'm walking in God's provision or walking in favor at that in that season of my life, doesn't mean that I have to deprive myself of that favor just because it makes them feel uncomfortable. I want to walk in favor. When I'm praying for the sick in our services, I'm not feeling bad if one person gets healed. I'm rejoicing that one person got healed. Tomorrow we're going to be celebrating one of our saints that has been promoted into the presence of the Lord. And the stories that I have heard about what was taking place in her life and in the days leading up to her eternal promotion are just absolutely wonderful. Listen, God wants to make you powerful. He wants to make you strong. It says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And listen to what it said. It wasn't as a merit badge. That's one of my favorite expressions that I like to remind people of, is whenever you and I have an encounter with Jesus, have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, it's not a merit badge for us. There's a purpose for it. God's not interested in giving gifts to us that have no function. And so Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power and went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Okay? And so the purpose of that anointing with the Holy Spirit and with power was so that they could go about doing good. I want to ask you, what is your assignment from God this week? Okay? If you can do it in your strength, in your power, if you can do it without the Holy Spirit, then we need to help you to understand that God's got a bigger assignment for you. Now, I'm not undermining your giftings and your strengthenings, but Moses was trained in everything, in all the wisdom of Egypt, but yet when God called him to bring the people of Israel out of Egypt, he said, I'm ill-equipped for this. You know, I'd spent almost nine years, it was 9.5 years in the ministry when I became pastor of Merit Assembly of God. After about 2 weeks that I had been the pastor, I was like, God, I am ill-equipped for this. And my prayer was that, exactly that. God, I'm not here. I can't do this on my own strength. And that's not just for a pastor, not just for a ministry position. My wife, several years ago, was given an assignment. It was completely out of her field that she had been practicing in. And she went in, and if you talk to her, she will tell you, she said, God, I can't do this job on my own. I need your help because I do not want to bring reproach to your name. And God has equipped her mightily, powerfully. She is excellent at her job. She is very, very good at her job. And so I just encourage you that there's something that God wants you to be doing. Pastor Titus Green from First Baptist Church of Merritt Island, if y'all would be praying for them, because they are praying for the other churches in the community. Every so often, about once or twice a year, I will begin to get all these cards and emails, and it'll be talking about people, and they said, hey, Pastor, thank you for serving the kingdom in this community, and we just want you to know that we've been praying for you and your church. And so I just want to ask you to be praying for them. There's something that God wants you to be doing. Jesus went about doing good. Here's the thing. God does good things. The devil does evil things. And in society, we tend to get those things around. So if something bad is happening to you, you please understand that that's not God. It's not God punishing you. Now, I'm not saying that God does not display his wrath. He does. But Jesus came to rescue us from the curse of the law. He came to rescue us not just from the nature of sin that we had, but the consequences and the penalties of sin that we have. And so go around, do good things, and there is none good but God. So if we're going to go around anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, it's because God's got a good work, a God work for us to do. And so we are set about this summer to do God things. We're not just going to, you know, hold the reins and hold the fort and wait until the weather cools off. We're going to be pressing on and striving to grow in the kingdom of God and operate with the anointing that God has given to us. So Jesus not only went about doing good, but he went about healing all who, get this, were oppressed by the devil. Healing all who were oppressed by the devil. And so Jesus went around with this tremendous healing anointing. It was after he came out of the wilderness where he had been driven by the Spirit of the Lord. He was tempted by the devil for 40 days. And when he came out, his ministry looked entirely different than it had before. All of a sudden, he would go into synagogues and demon-possessed people would manifest and they would be delivered. Listen, the devil wants to destroy your life. One of the, you know, I could go on and talk about some of the manifestations of demonic possessed people, but that when people who were demon possessed, if you look in the scriptures, there was oftentimes an attempt to destroy them, to injure them, to wound them, to prevent them from being able to function as they could in the future. Jesus went about healing all who were oppressed by the devil. The devil is not a liberator, he's an oppressor. God is not an oppressor, he's a liberator. Jesus wants to set you free. He says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed." God wants you free from all of the puppet strings that the devil would like to function or cause to control your life, where he would serve as the puppet master and you as the puppet. God wants to cut those cords. And it says the reason that they were able to do that, for God was with him. Jesus was able to do that because God was with him. And I want you to know today that Emmanuel, that word that means God with us, it was fulfilled in Jesus. God is with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Today, you can call on his name. You can call on his name, and he's the same today as he was then. He still sets the oppressed free. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I know it's a Thursday, God, but I pray right now that the control, the manipulation, and the oppression that Satan would have to offer, God, that would be broken right now in Jesus' name. I pray that drug addicts would be set free. Lord, people with life-controlling problems of all sorts would be set free right now by the power of Jesus Christ. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.